Last October 14th, standing on top of an 18-wheeler in the infield of Lowe's Motor Speedway, I had an epiphany. Not exactly a religious experience, but a mind-blowing sensory overload moment of personal discovery nonetheless. NASCAR, I thought. Okay, I get it, and I love it. I never hated racing. I was indifferent at best, and I certainly never expected to become a fan. I managed to live in Charlotte for more than 10 years before I even drove past the Speedway. My friends are all highly educated women, and none of us would ever think of wearing a Get Her Done t-shirt under our cardigan twin sets. People like me don't like racing, I thought. But when my husband Carl and I ended up with corporate tickets designed to lure the wine and cheese set to NASCAR, I thought I'd give it a shot, even though the idea of spending 12 hours at a racetrack sounded like a potential nightmare. But I figured I'll try it once. Worst case, I'll cross it off my list forever. I'm happy to report that the day was, like the cars whizzing by on the track, a blur and an absolute blast. The colors, the people, the hustle, the smells, the palpable nervous energy. It was intoxicating, overwhelming at times. "You should see your face," my husband said. "You're beaming." And that was before the race even started. Then the roar of 43 engines. The sound shakes the ground, rattles your bones, spreads through the grandstands. It's the sound of 150,000 hearts pounding, and it's just amazing. They gave us earplugs, but I didn't want them. When the cars came around turn four, I closed my eyes and let that rush of wind, sound, and energy surround me. And I finally knew why people say you won't love racing until you've been to a race. Later, we walked through the infield RV campground where the hardcore fans stay. I felt more than a little out of place in my corporate casual attire, yet everyone we met was very friendly. I don't know if people like me like racing or not. I know I like racing. And I know that good people are good people, no matter what zip code they live in. My new passion caught my friends and coworkers off guard, although it delighted most of the men in my life. I think people worried that I had inhaled too many exhaust fumes, and they probably hoped I'd come out of the fog in a week or so. Instead, I've jumped into the fog with both feet. During the off-season, I tried to learn as much as I could about racing. I even took a few laps around the Speedway at the Richard Petty driving experience. Winging around the track at 160 miles an hour gave me a real appreciation for what the drivers go through every week. With the season starting again, I'm pretty excited. I'm trying to be extra nice to the guy who gave us the tickets last year, just to better our odds for the races in May. But if you've got an extra ticket, give me a call. I'm there, cardigan, twin set, and all. Get her done.